Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. This week, as always, first full week of September, second full week of September, the American Farm Bureau has a fly-in to Washington, D.C., and they go there and try to make a difference. They talk to as many people as possible. And we're heading over to Cass County, Minnesota now, and visit with Rachel Connell. She's a Cass County Board of Director for Minnesota Farm Bureau, and she's on the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee for the Minnesota Farm Bureau. Rachel, good to have you on Farm Talk today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And I would assume you're talking to us today, right now, from the Reagan Airport.
Yes, I am. We actually just got through security not like 30 seconds ago.
On a Friday in D.C., was the security line really, really long? Or?
No, it was just starting to fill up behind us, so we got here in plenty of time.
All right, very good. Well, tell us a little bit about your place there. What is your, now, Cass County, Minnesota, that's kind of in the woods of northern Minnesota, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just north of St. Cloud a little bit. So we got a little bit of woods there.
And what all do you raise on your farm there?
Well, my husband and I work with my parents, and we have a cow-calf operation, Angus Hereford beef cattle. We do raise a little bit of corn for silage, but it's just for our own livestock.
Are you raising kids yet?
Yes, we actually have three. We've been homeschooled, so that's kind of neat. The kids are out there every day with us learning some life skills, and we really enjoy it.
Excellent. All right. Well, cows and kids and corn, and sounds like just a pretty typical farm here in the upper Midwest. So, all right. Well, is this your first fly-in to Washington, D.C., or have you been there before?
Nope. This is my very first time, and it was really exciting.
What? I guess is the first takeaway emotionally. How did you feel as you kind of flew into D.C. and what'd you think?
Well, it was, I guess, really awe-inspiring. I mean, the flying over Arlington, I mean, that was just incredible. My family has been in some branch of military for many, many years. My husband's an Army veteran. My father's a National Guard veteran. So it was just really emotional and awe-inspiring to see that. Yeah. And we actually got to walk through Arlington also.
And I hope you went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
We did. I got video and photos, and we got to be there just in time for a guard change, so it was very nice.
That is deeply emotional. I encourage everybody to do that.
It is.
Yeah, they can. And to be there on the week of 9/11, also pretty special, huh?
It was, yes. There was a lot of people there.
All right, so tell us who you visited with this week and what you visited with them about.
All right, well, we have been out here for the last 3 days. There are 12 of us from Minnesota Farm Bureau, and we spoke with all 10 congressional offices, the USDA. We got to go into the White House and speak with them, and we went to the Capitol and spoke with staff for the House Speaker, so it was really cool. There were some three major points that we spoke about that Minnesota's kind of facing right now, some of the issues, and one of them was the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Nearly 50% of all of Minnesota products are sent to Canada and Mexico already, and farmers and ranchers really need this trade agreement right now, not a year from now or 2 years from now. It's kind of time sensitive. We have shorter restrictions and time restraints than many people actually realize. So that being said, we also really need to uphold our renewable fuel standards and ensure that we have domestic markets, because if we can't play nice with our neighbors, is any other country really going to take us seriously?
Yesterday, the Farmers for Free Trade went to near the Capitol, and Tom Vilsack and Colin Peterson and Zippy Duvall, I know a lot of people said, we got to pass this USMCA now. And
yes.
Yes,
we actually got to it. Oh, go ahead.
What we're hearing is, did the staff from Nancy Pelosi's office tell you anything that she's willing to bring it forward yet this fall?
There wasn't anything on time, like a deadline or anything that anybody spoke about. Everybody that we talked to was very positive. Most everyone was in agreement that, yes, we wanted it sooner than later, but there wasn't any time schedule at the moment.
Okay. No promises or anything.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I interrupted you. What were you going to say? Sounds like you were actually there at the Farmers for Free Trade rally.
Yes, yes, yes. We got to attend the Farmers for Free Trade rally, and we got to listen to quite a few people speak, and it was very encouraging. There was a very large crowd, which was very positive because it was hot and humid, mm-hmm. which for us in Minnesota was kind of a climate change, but it was very nice to see that many people out trying to push this through, trying to support it.
Yeah. I whenever I go to Washington, D.C. for a farm broadcasting event, seems like whenever I walk around, especially on the west side of the Capitol there's always some kind of protest or rally, and they all got bullhorns and are always negative about something. You were there, and you were positive about something.
Yes, yes. It was really nice to see that for a change.
Yeah. All right. As you visited with Minnesota is different than the Dakotas. We each have one mm-hmm. congressperson. You have almost, you need both hands to count the number of congresspeople
yes.
you have.
We met with all 10.
Some are rural, some are not. So did you get varying mm-hmm. responses from them?
No, actually, all were in support and agreement with it. So it was really nice. They all were very attentive and listened and sympathized with us. And it was kind of a surprise, actually, to me with how intrigued they were by our personal stories. And so we know that helped. And it was like a nice feeling of accomplishment to be able to know that we're doing something.
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement obviously would help the dairy farmers of Minnesota and all dairy farmers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dairy there in Cass County, north of St. Cloud?
There's a few. It's kind of mixed. I know this trade agreement would actually help everybody because it impacts everything from soybeans to corn to pork to beef. And with those being impacted, it impacts the food for all Americans.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're on the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee there, so I assume you've gone through the YF&R training, and you're shepherding some other young Farm Bureau members there in the state of Minnesota.
Yes, and actually, I've been in Farm Bureau since I was 12. My parents were in it, and they were on the state committee, and it's like one big family, so we all kind of encourage everybody, and we help advocate for agriculture.
Yeah. All right. Rachel Connell of Cass County, Minnesota, just north of St. Cloud. What is hometown for you?
Staples.
Oh, in Staples. All right. Well, we drive through there on Highway 10. Get past Motley, and there you are. So.
Yes.
All right, Rachel, again, thank you for the visit. Safe travels home. You will be coming home to clouds and showers and 50s, so maybe but we'll warm it up this weekend for you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you so much for the visit. And again, safe travels. Rachel Connell, Minnesota Farm Bureau. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
All righty. Thank you.